listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. My words to you on today's program, quite simply, is this. Wake up. Wake up while you still have time. And I'm not talking about this artificial, synthetic Marxist programming that's known as woke, W-O-K-E. If you're woke, you're broke mentally. You're mentally poor because you have no mental assets in terms of logics and reason and history and analytical ability, et cetera, et cetera. That's why I say if you're woke, W-O-K-E, you're broke. And that works whether you're in MIT or Stanford Research Institute or wherever you're attending some educational institution. If you're woke, you're broke. Because if you're woke, you have been pre-programmed to follow the scientific mind control dictates of the globalist elite, who are right in the middle of launching the world's most far-reaching, most far-devastating, what could be called global revolution in the history of mankind. And people have said to me on various interviews, well, Paul, why do you think this time is different than other times? And I always remark, technology. It is technology that makes our time, scientific developments, technological developments, surveillance technology, computer and technology, artificial intelligence, genetic engineering, and so on and so forth. Those technologies put us into a futuristic science fiction technological world, even though it appears like we're still in the world of this particular time zone. So, what does this mean for us? Well, number one is our learning curve has to move from, I don't know how fast cars go these days. I really don't, because I used to not race cars professionally. I would fool around and race a car I had or a car a friend had and start at zero or 10 miles per hour. And hopefully with nobody looking on an LA freeway, this was years ago, I would floor it, burn rubber, and see how many seconds it would take me to get to 100 miles an hour and then above. Now, I've heard that cars have been tweaked or adjusted, that they don't go easily above 100 miles an hour. I have no idea. I haven't done this in a long time. But it's time for you, in terms of your cognizant or cognitive abilities, your mental awareness, your mental acuity, your analytical abilities, it's time for you to stomp the pedal to the metal and really, really learn how to utilize your brain power, your logic and reason. Learn how to use it on the level that God created you to use it before the beginning of time. And you've heard the old expression, and it's true, that when it comes to people using what percentage of their brain, that the average person, you know, only uses something like 10% of their brain. The other 90% of their brain, they don't even bother to use. So imagine what would happen if human beings started using 90% of their brain. Well, what they could do, what they could produce, et cetera, would grow exponentially. So that's where we are. We are in a time period in history where the entire human race is taking a quantum leap. And it's up to you. And I don't, there's no way I can say this politely. So I'm not going to say it politely. I'm going to say it truthfully. Truthfully, because Jesus said, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. So what I have to say to you on the Paul McGuire Report, what I'm urging you to communicate to your friends by sending out the links of our various media and buying the books and listening to the program and promoting it for us, etc. What I'm asking you to do is recognize that the content or the data in this program is revolutionary. It's revolutionary in the sense that there are almost no existing media outlets still broadcasting, still on the internet, and still communicating important truths. There are almost zero of these left over, like the Paul McGuire Report. We are a rarity because we communicate the full spectrum of truth, and we give foundational, logical, historical, and scientific background regarding. And so this always brings up the title of a book that I've written called The Greatest Battle, and that greatest battle is happening right now in the history, the greatest battle in the hearts and minds of mankind in the history of the world, which was the book before Power from On High, which simply says, right now we are in the greatest battle in the history of mankind, for the hearts and minds of mankind in the world. There has never been a massive battle on a national and global scale involving ideas, philosophies, ideologies, belief systems, religion, theology, mystical beliefs, Christian beliefs. There has never been a point in history where the entire human race is situated at a turning point that will radically affect the future of mankind, radically affect the future of the human race. We have never been down this road before, and the all-important nature of this road, the significance of this road, are really catastrophic if we go down the wrong road. Okay, so if you've been listening to the Paul McGuire Report for any time at all, you know I deal a lot with Bible prophecy. I go back to ancient Babylon at the time of the Tower of Babel. I talk about the great occult secret society system called Mystery Babylon. I contrast Mystery Babylon with the Babylon in the Old Testament in Genesis, and I contrast it with the Mystery Babylon in the book of Revelation. And the Mystery Babylon in the book of Genesis was a precursor to the soon coming one world government, one world religion, and one world economic system that used to be called, since the beginning of time, this globalist structure used to be called the New World Order, or New Order of the Ages. And in the last, well, in the last 3 years specifically, the branding of this New World Order, it is no longer called the New World Order. It is now called the Global Reset, and the Global Reset consists of bringing about a New World Order, a new religious order, a new economic order, and a new one world government. It's a composition of very powerful sectors in our society working together, the globalist elite slash the Luciferian elite working together in the most radical revolution in the history of mankind. And this is how this radical revolution plays out right before your face and my face. This radical revolution that is occurring among mankind is first and foremost, it is the product of a transhumanist revolution. And transhumanist revolution is a revolution created by militant, atheistic, secular humanists who don't believe in God, who only believe in random chance evolution. And this random chance evolution becomes the ideological humanistic religion upon which our global society is now based on. So the way it works is like this. The devil dwelling in the serpent of old tempted Adam and Eve to eat from the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, which they were forbidden to do by God. They disobeyed God, and they ate from the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden. The death force entered their bodies and minds. They, all of a sudden, their consciousness changed, and they discovered they were naked, ashamed, angry, embarrassed, powerless, and lacking any powerful or intimate connection between themselves and God. It was as if somebody unplugged them from their power source or the source of their life source or their life power. And human beings tumbling around in, let's call it the metaverse dryer or metaverse washer, primitive technology, all it does is it heats up or it waters clothes and puts it into a spin cycle where it's just like spinning around. And while it's spinning around, it's exposed to hot air. And while it's spinning around, it goes through a transformational process in that it becomes something different than what it was. And that's where mankind is. So at the very beginning of time, God specifically forbade Adam and Eve to eat from the middle of the tree in the Garden of Eden. And he promised them that if they violated that commandment and ate from the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, that they would die. In that day, they would surely die. And the devil tempted them by telling them that they would become like gods, knowing the difference between good and evil. So what happened is the devil lied, of course. The devil's the father of lies. And they didn't quite become like gods. They had a consciousness-altering experience, but they didn't quite become gods. Their goal was to become just like God, but they didn't make it to the category of being just like God. And so they were embarrassed. They lost their eternal life. They fell from grace. They were born into the earth with a fallen nature or a sinful human nature. And what this did is this opened a door in the invisible realm, or opened a door in the portal to the invisible realm, which allowed the earth, the physical earth realm, to birth a doorway in the physical real world, which allowed for the entrance of fallen angels, principalities and powers of various kinds, and fallen mankind. And this doorway in ancient Babylon allowed for the entrance of interdimensional beings known as the Nephilim or the fallen angels to come in through a portal into the earth realm. Except they were not in the same genetic condition that they were before the fall of man. Now, this is very important because what this did is revealed to them the lies of Satan. No, Adam and Eve did not become God. Adam and Eve became fallen creatures, tempted by Satan or Lucifer. But Lucifer seized this opportunity to be the fallen God of this temporary world. And so Lucifer has been functioning as the temporary ruler of Earth. He rules and reigns planet Earth. And God is going to allow this for a certain period of time until God says enough is enough. And God finally closes the door of the portal into the invisible realm. And he erects firewalls or barriers preventing these interdimensional beings, also known as angels, also known as demons, also known as interdimensional entities, from creating multidimensional pathways in our world. So we're going to dig into this, and we're going to open it up in an explosive, dynamic, and powerful way so that you can gain access to the enormous power, the enormous wisdom, the enormous treasure that God has for you individually while you're here on planet Earth. And that is available to you. It's been made available to you by God. And all you have to do is receive what God has already done for you by faith. So we're going to be back in a moment. This is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Remember that in the Bible, starting in the book of Romans, it says, from faith to faith, that the righteousness shall live by faith, or from faith to faith. So the righteous, that means all those people who have put their faith in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, will continue to live eternally from faith to faith. They will be always growing in an upwards manner spiritually as their growth accelerates from faith to faith, and they become stronger and more intelligent and more immortal, and not they don't succumb to diseases and things of that nature. So we are at the pivotal point in human history, one that I've brought up many times, and let me spell it out for you very clearly. And in case it sounds difficult, if you get my books in the sequential order that they're written in, so it's book, and then there's this book, and then there's this book, and then there's this book, the pathway, the books that will take you on, will escalate and supercharge the mind of Christ, your knowledge, your wisdom in a vast spectrum of areas. But it's your job to exercise your faith in God, to receive all of this from God. And it's only in that way, when you receive what God is offering you, that you become a force to contend with. You become a supernaturally powerful being, a man or a woman created in the image of God. And as a supernaturally powerful being, you then become an overcomer. Through the supernatural power of God, you then become an overcomer. And you can overcome evil, the attacks of evil, and you can establish and triumph with the kingdom of God. So this is how it plays out. You're listening to Paul McGuire. The program is the Paul McGuire Report. And this program has been on the air for many decades in various forms as a nationally syndicated AM and FM radio talk show host that was on anywhere 5 days a week, 7 days a week, like 8 or 9 hours a day, sometimes repeated twice during the day. And it played in every major market in the United States, reaching vast numbers of people and changing their lives and winning countless thousands of souls to Jesus Christ every day, because people stuck in their cars, stuck in traffic in Southern California and all across the USA would tune into the program. It would be a dynamic, hard-hitting program. It would catch their imagination. They'd be hooked on the program. And before you knew it, one of the attributes of this program, the Paul McGuire Report, was that people, the power of God would literally come down on people while they were listening, stuck in LA traffic or traffic in St. Louis or Colorado or Texas, all over the place. The power of the Holy Spirit or the power of God would come down upon them in their cars. They would come under the conviction of the power of the Holy Spirit, which simply means that God was calling them to repent. God was calling them to ask for forgiveness of their sins. And the reason they would pull off on the side of the freeway to where the grass was, it's because they were so, on a regular basis, they were so overcome with emotion that they were afraid that they would lose control and potentially get into an auto accident. And so what would happen is I would start praying for them. I would admonish them not to close their eyes, to keep their eyes on the road. Or I would tell them ahead of time to pull off the side of the road and pray with me. And I would lead them with a prayer to Jesus live on air, where we would ask Jesus and they would repent of their sins. They would ask Jesus to come into their life and make them born again. And then supernaturally, this began to happen over and over again, repeat after repeat, thousands and thousands of people all across the United States listening to the Paul McGuire Report were miraculously receiving salvation by faith in Jesus Christ. And they pull off on the side of the road and you could literally hear them convulsing and sobbing and weeping as they repented, both men and women. Now, this wasn't a fluke. It always happened. Why did it happen? Because I was somebody special? Absolutely not. But the Lord taught me things in my many decades of being developed by God as a Christian spiritual warrior by being discipled by some of the most dynamic ministers and ministries in the world. And the Lord taught me a lot of things through all that intense discipleship and my studying of the Word of God, etc. What the Lord taught me is that if you approach this notion of ministering to people, if you approach the notion of ministering to people live on the air on a nationally syndicated AM/FM program, one of the largest, if not the largest, listened to Christian talk radio show in America at the time for over 10 years. What happened was the Lord prepared me for decades for this job. And so I didn't use the techniques that the other radio talk show hosts. I walked a completely different path. And I learned how to bond with people very quickly, how to facilitate having them open up with the deep issues on their heart. And they would. They'd open up the most private and personal areas of their life, often sobbing. We'd come to the Lord together in prayer. The audience would be praying with me and for us as they would pray and repent on the side of the road. And they'd start sobbing and they'd be born again. And it was obvious that not just the power of God, but it was obvious that the supernatural power of God moved. And people were delivered from pornography. And one lady was driving from L.A. to St. Louis to divorce her husband. She called me somewhere in the Midwest, and she repented of her plans and turned around and drove back. I had strippers, females primarily, from a number of big strip clubs in L.A. and Orange County, who were working mothers trying to support their children. And what happened is that one stripper began to listen to the program. She got saved. And then she got all her other stripper friends to listen to the program on a regular basis. They got saved. And I had some very in-depth ministry conversations with these girls live on the radio. I mean, literally talking to them for 45 minutes to an hour live as they would open up to me live on the air and tell me what caused them to get into this business, what the pressures were, how it affected their marriage and children. And you began to view them as human beings caught up in a almost criminal enterprise. And I had famous rock stars, male and female, and all kinds of, you know, celebrities would be listening. And it was like God opened a vortex or an open heaven above California and the other markets. And for 3 or 4 hours live every day, The heavens would open and the power of God would come down on the audience. And we got involved in intercessory prayer, and hardcore criminals, big time, would call up, obviously, with different identities. And God was moving. We had a full-blown revival that lasted for years. Oh, so this is what triggered it. I learned this from Bill Bright of Campus Crusade for Christ. I learned this from Jack Hayford of Church on the Way. I learned this, from so many powerful men and women of God who taught me the essential necessity of making sure that I was filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, that I was clothed with power from on high before I went out and attempted to minister to anyone, especially ministering to hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people via radio every day, 7 days a week. And by humbling myself before the Lord, by repenting before the Lord, by asking God to clothe me with his power from on high. And remember, every day that I drove down to the studio from where I live, I drove 180 miles round trip every day, not counting that each one of my children were driven to 3 different kinds of Christian schools. So that added an hour and a half or 2 hours to my commute before I even got to my commute. So it'd be 180 miles round trip. And then there would be the commute to my kids' schools before the work commute. And this, you know, I never got in an accident, but driving in the car, you know, it was 4 hours each way, 7 hours, 3 hours, it would change from day to day. But that was my time to engage in high-level intercessory prayer. So I would be praying in the Spirit, praying in the power of the Holy Spirit for 3 or 4 or 5 hours going in, and I'd be praying in the power of the Holy Spirit all the way back. So I was, you know, I don't want to exaggerate this if you're not familiar with what it really means to travail in the power of the Holy Spirit. But God created an environment for me while I was commuting to travail and pray in the power of the Holy Spirit, so that I was so caught up in the fullness of the power of the Holy Spirit and power from on high that there was almost an electrical charge that circled all around me and within me. And that electrical charge produced an anointing, and that anointing came from seeking the face of God endless hours every day, seeking the face of God until God clothed me and our audience and the callers in. He closed the whole program, clothed it with power from on high, and miracles occurred. And by miracles, I mean there was a continuing series of events, transformations, things that happened that shouldn't have happened. There were all kinds of events that manifested themselves in our physical reality that just should not have happened or do not ordinarily happen. And what they were was the product of an open heaven. They were the product of miracles being poured down upon the earth, because I would continually tell my audience of the Paul McGuire Show, just like I tell you, the audience of the Paul McGuire Report, I would continually exhort them to pray for me, my family, and the ministry every single day. And they did. They were obedient. And because of their obedient prayers, their intercessory prayers opened the windows of heaven, and the power of God came down in every area where people would take it seriously, their mandate or commandment from God to engage in high-level intercessory prayer warfare. And that same high-level warfare is available to you in any dimension of your life. It's available to me. And it is the backbone. It is the foundation of this program, the Paul McGuire Report. Because it is only that we pray together, receiving power from on high. It's only for that reason that we win the spiritual battle. We take down strongholds. And remember, I was meditating on that as the Lord was leading me to create a title for my brand new book. And I was talking about this with my wife, Chris. And after prayer, the Lord gave us a title, which I particularly was reluctant about. But I felt the strong leading of the Holy Spirit to do the title that God wanted, not just to please men and women and their various theologies. So we use the title for the brand new book, Power from On High, which is based on the teaching of Jesus Christ, who tells his disciples in the book of Acts, go tarry or wait upon the Father or wait upon God in Jerusalem until he clothes you with power from on high. So go wait upon God in prayer supernaturally until God pours out the power of his Holy Spirit upon you supernaturally, or power from on high. And it's only after you're clothed with power from on high that you have a supernatural and multidimensional anointing of the Holy Spirit that supernaturally anoints you to do things that are otherwise not humanly possible. You move from a realm in your ministry from ordinary to superordinary. All right, this is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Join me as we become not only supernatural disciples of Christ, but we become spiritual warriors for Jesus Christ. Join me as we seek the face of God. We call down the power of God, and we ask Jesus Christ to clothe us with power from on high. Join us as we do that. And to help equip you and to make you armed and dangerous, but also peaceful and law-abiding, you can accomplish that dual goal by calling upon God wherever you are and getting on your knees by faith and asking God to clothe you with power from on high, to fill you with power from on high, until you receive the supernatural power of God and until you have the regular and consistent ability to be used by Almighty God to perform miracles, because you're not ministering in your humanness, you're ministering in the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. And that's what breaks territorial spirits off entire nations, off of capitals like Washington, D.C., off of governmental chaos, of crime, poverty, the problems that we can't seem to solve that are lodged in the invisible realm. Well, we need to take a step back or two, because they can be resolved. The battle can be won to the degree we enter the battle, the supernatural battle, with supernatural faith in Almighty God, and open the windows of heaven and call down the power of God, and walk and conduct ourselves in that high voltage, law abiding, peaceful anointing. So you need to get these books now to put the pedal to the metal to get you up to speed. You immediately get a financial discount if you order the book today, Power from On High, and then order the book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds in the History of the World. Then order the book, Conquering the Matrix, which tells you how to shatter mind control. Then order the book, The Day the Dollar Died, which talks about the microchip implants in the cashless society. Then order the book, A Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 1, and A Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 2, and the other books we have available to you right now at a significant discount. You know, when I buy Christmas gifts, long before I became an author, ask me, we already know the answer. I bought Christian books as my primary gift for people that I knew. Almost 100% of the gifts that I bought for them would be Christian books, tailored for them. So why'd you do that? Because my goal was not to be their buddy, their pal, and be voted the nicest guy, because I gave them exactly what tickled their ears. No. My goal was to put something into their hands that would actually be successful and viable in enabling them to have a powerful, more intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. And so it didn't matter to me. I wasn't looking for the applause of men and women. I bought Christian books from Christian authors to minister to people. And many of those books, sometimes it took years, planted seeds which ended up in people becoming saved because they put their faith in Jesus Christ. Now, I encourage you to do the same thing. In terms of gifts and presents and things like that, give a gift that can teach them the word, teach them about Jesus, a book that they could relate to, a book that would provoke their interest. That should be your gift. And you spend the money. And that's a gift that's not, you're not looking for human pats on the back. That's a gift where you're supernaturally planting the seeds of the gospel. And you never know. People leave these books in their house and somebody comes over and they read them and they get saved. A book is a seed. A book, a video show, an audio show, a TV show, they are powerful seeds of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when you plant them as seeds in people's hearts and water them with the Spirit of God's Holy Spirit, they will come to fruition. Okay, you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. And we will be back in just a moment. This is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. So I want to go over some facts and data, truth, backed up by scientific research to you, that I believe will help you really understand what's happening in our world all around us. Now, let's talk about this, because this is of a great deal of importance to me and to you. Over the last, well, this has been going on for the last 10 years, but I'd say over the last year to 2 years, probably taking off with COVID, there has been a quantum acceleration and growth and spread of electronic censorship, electronic digital Orwellian methods of psychological mind control, technological mind control, scientific mind control. And there has been a purposeful and all-out war targeting truth seekers, targeting Christians, targeting specifically Bible-believing Christians, targeting conservatives, with the intention of looking at the data on Christian social media sites like Facebook and Twitter and Google and Rumble and Brighteon and many, many others, and to burrow into as many of these alternative and mainstream social media platforms, send your agents into these organizations to infiltrate them, use AI computer systems, artificial intelligence computer systems, to penetrate your personal social media pages, the numbers of people that watch your page. Notice that the numbers are rigged if you're a conservative and a Christian, and you're under all-out attack. And every person, such as myself, who devotes his life to researching the truth, communicating the truth, teaching biblical truth, winning souls to Jesus Christ, making disciples of all nations, my entire life, this entire ministry, Paul McGuire Ministries and Paradise Mountain Church, is all about utilizing all the technology, the science that is available to us to win victoriously the hearts and minds of men and women. And the people or group that wins this spiritual and intellectual battle, they are the ones that win the spiritual war. And I'm talking about a law-abiding and peaceful war. Now, if you're really in this war, there's two kinds of Christians. There's all these Christians who run around and play make-believe soldier, male and female. And they, in their make-believe state of mind, as they're chasing after, you know, Peter Pan or whatever, they live in a world of illusion, and they live in an artificial fantasy world where they pretend that the world of their imagination is the real world, which would make it a virtual world, a synthetic world, an artificial world, a matrix, et cetera, et cetera. And there's a difference between that and a real world and a true world, true truth or final reality, as Dr. Francis Schaeffer used to say. So what we have learned is that there is, in the last number of weeks and months, there has been a ton of formally classified paperwork from the CIA, FBI, and many other intelligence agencies revealing their long-standing campaign to penetrate, infiltrate, distort, and monopolize all forms of social media and social media platforms. So, for example, Facebook, once one of the most powerful social media propaganda, scientific mind control, electronic surveillance systems, Facebook Meta, it has now decided to openly admit, listen carefully, Facebook Meta confirms that it has ties to U.S. military propaganda campaign. This is from Global Research. So Facebook, you know, may be your favorite social media. All your friends are maybe on Facebook or whatever the case may be. But Facebook is, from their corporate headquarters, Facebook Meta is telling you that it has direct ties to a U.S. military propaganda campaign. So that tells you that Facebook is connected to the CIA, the U.S. military, and it's used, it has allowed itself to be used for U.S. military propaganda campaign purposes. Now, that's pretty heavy stuff. And, you know, the military propaganda campaign stuff is just not targeting foreign nations or enemies of America or terrorist nations. It's also profiling conservatives, patriots, evangelical Christians, people that believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights,
Now, this is the part that's highly dangerous, and all the red lights should be flashing on your dashboard. Why would Facebook have ties to a U.S. military propaganda campaign that, in certain cases, where it has been alleged that they are profiling law-abiding and patriotic American citizens, specifically patriots and Christians and conservatives and those who believe in biblical values? Why is it that people that believe in biblical values, people that are true Christians, have now become categorized by Facebook as one of the top enemies of society that they're going to profile? You would not ever expect in your lifetime that the United States of America, a once Christian country, would ever even remotely consider using its enormous media surveillance power for the purpose of spying on, categorizing, classifying, and using propaganda on Christian Americans, patriotic Americans, religious Americans, and Americans that believe in Christianity. But that's exactly what's happening. And that, in my opinion, represents a clear and present danger. So, Meta, which owns Facebook, has acknowledged the discovery of several clusters of fake accounts and pages believed to be linked with individuals associated with the U.S. military. According to the company's latest adversarial threat report published last week, a report by Russia Today, the U.S. ruling class has been trying to control and brainwash the public into compliance with their enslavement for decades. This isn't news, except now Meta is admitting it. Okay, let's do a quick critical reading skill exercise. There's two ways to read this news article, which Facebook admits to, and other military intelligence agencies like DARPA and the Information Awareness Network and the Department of Defense and the Central Intelligence Agency. There's two ways to read the material I just read you. One is from the consciousness that we call being an airhead, where it just, the information just floats through your mind and you don't engage in it and you don't learn it and you are not able to apply it. You are in the state of consciousness that we call being an airhead. That's not what God wants you to do. So what God wants you to do is engage and activate your critical thinking, analytical thinking, cognitive thinking abilities, and use them at their maximum potential. That's how you win a spiritual war. So here is a very key statement that this journalist, Max Lavo, wrote down. And this is a critical sentence. Listen carefully. The U.S. ruling class, that means the globalist elite, has been trying to control and brainwash the American public into compliance with their enslavement for decades. This isn't news, except Meta, that's Facebook, is now admitting it. Although people behind this operation attempted to conceal their identities and coordination, our investigation found links. Found a widespread network of links. The U.S. ruling class, I'll read this again, has been trying to control and brainwash the public into compliance with their enslavement for decades. This isn't new. Meta is now admitting it. Although the people behind this operation attempted to conceal their identities and the coordination, our investigation found links to individuals associated with the U.S. military, the company said in a blog on Tuesday. So, this influence campaign, they say, Meta's influence campaign and social media's influence campaign is so pervasive that it is, many people think it's unstoppable. I don't believe it's unstoppable, but it's a formidable force. So, for example, through their influence campaign, Meta removed 39 Facebook and 26 Instagram accounts. Now, right then and there, I don't believe that for a moment. Are you telling me that these massive, massive, massive social media giants own, through their influence campaign, only removed 39 Facebook and 26 Instagram accounts? That's ridiculous. That's a drop in the bucket. If you said 39 million, that would be more plausible. I believe that sentence is disinformation. Okay. The social media giant admitted that large-scale operation ran beyond those several dozen accounts. Oh, now they're admitting. And across many other internet platforms, Twitter, YouTube, Telegram, and Russian social networks. And what they're saying to the Washington Post, the Washington Post substantiates Meta's claim, and it revealed that the Pentagon was forced to launch a sweeping audit on how it conducts clandestine information warfare after a variety of social media accounts, which its operatives use to target foreign audiences in elaborate psychological warfare efforts, were exposed. Okay, so there's the accusation of targeting foreign social media accounts. But there's also accusations of intelligence agencies from all around the world attacking American social media accounts. Another journalist writing on this said the ruling class will stop at nothing to ensure complete compliance and total enslavement of humanity. We need to continue to be aware of what they are doing as a way to cement and expand their own power. Those of you that are listening, I hope you're really listening, because if you're really listening, it's not going to take a rocket science to figure out where we're all going to be 2 years from now. If these social media giants, if they can no longer control the narrative and the flow of information, they will lose, and they know it. Meta is pretending to be the innocent victim in this, but they knew what was going on and what the ruling class is doing to its subjects. They have been guilty of all kinds of censorship. Okay, so let's just stop here for a second. What does this mean, that these powerful social media companies, interlocked with the intelligence agencies, are doing the bidding of the globalist elite and using profiling to control every aspect of the lives and awareness and information that the average citizen has? Okay? So what's happening is psychological warfare interlocked with computers that now creates a very, very dangerous situation. And you need to be aware of it. Christians, I have seen the documents. Christians are a highly targeted group. Born-again Christians. Christians that believe in Bible prophecy. Christians that believe in the Bible literally. People who are conservatives. People that are patriotic, people who believe in the Constitution, people who believe in the Bible, all those spheres of or categories of people are the enemies of the globalist deep state, these massive social media conglomerates, and forms of electronic surveillance. And you need to know about it, and you need to know how to outmaneuver it, and you need to know how to glean information and truth despite the artificial walls they erect attempting to block you from knowing the truth. This is the spiritual battle that we're in. Because what they can do is what they're doing right now. Communist China and the communist social credit card system is simply a visual depiction of what America's future is going to be. And you see, if you live in communist China and you're a Christian, or you hold Christian beliefs, or believe in Bible prophecy, or believe in democracy or whatever, for it is criminal for you to have any of those beliefs. And you can be sent to prison. They'll sell your organs after they rip them out of your body for foreign markets. They'll throw you in concentration camps. I mean, it's unspeakable, the horrors that they subject their citizens to. And we can't allow that to happen here. We have to understand that all people that are speaking out, or the buzzword is, you know, I'm a social media influencer. Well, you know, I'm not going to comment on it. If you call yourself a social media influencer, most likely you're not, okay? Because the people that are really influencing don't have to run around and tell everybody about it. They just do it. But we must roll back this tyranny. This is an assault on freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, and our basic constitutional freedoms. And it's not now or never. There will be no never. There will be no future if we don't take care of business now. So I'm asking you to join with me, Paul McGuire Ministries and Paradise Mountain Church, and I'm asking you to seek the Lord and ask Jesus, really just simply in a childlike way, Lord, what would you have me to donate or give or make in terms of a financial contribution to Paul McGuire Ministries and Paradise Mountain Church? How would you have me spread his message, his links far and wide? Show me what of his social media pages I can join to help him, God. Show me how I can be a spiritual prayer warrior and pray for Paul, his family, those associated with the ministry. I know, God, that they're on the front lines of a spiritual battle. And Lord, if you're asking me to become a prayer warrior, then I will gladly accept that assignment, God. And that's how you begin. That's how you begin serving God. And if you are faithful, please hear me, if you are faithful in doing what God has commanded you to do as a spiritual warrior, you will notice that your spiritual growth, your ability to see miracles in your life, your ability to see power from on high, your knowledge of the Bible will begin to open. You will see a quantum acceleration in all your spiritual growth factors if you show the Lord that you are faithful to carry out his assignments, the assignments that he's giving you regarding supporting a ministry like the Paul McGuire Report. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. We'll be back in just a second. This is Paul McGuire. In my book, Power from On High, that just came out a couple of weeks ago, it is 407 pages, something like that, a thick book, Power from On High. It's available to you right now at a really special discount, as are my other books. You can save money, get it at a discount at paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. This book, Power from On High, is biblical, first of all. It deals with Bible prophecy. It deals with technology. It deals with spiritual and psychological warfare. It deals with parts of my biography I've never shared publicly before. It deals with where America is really going right now and what will happen to America in the near future. Now, I consider this book, Power from On High, the most important book I've ever written. It took me 3 years to write it. This is my 38th book. And the only thing I can say that with this book is that the original manuscript was 4,000 pages. The Lord dealt with me and said it was too long. In addition, 4,000 pages that I had written, this goes back 2 years ago, were almost obsolete, out of date, because the whole world changed since I began writing Power from On High. So I rewrote the entire book like you know, drinking coffee like there was no tomorrow, staying up all night, meditating in the Word of God, praying to God, crying out to God, and over asking God, Lord, give me wisdom. Give me your supernatural wisdom so that I might impart your wisdom to your people. And so God breathed his life on the content and the anointing on my book, Power from On High. And I urge you to get a copy of Power from On High before we're out of stock. And you can do that at paulmcguire.us. In Power from On High, I'm reading from the back cover, the Luciferian globalist elite and the Great Reset plan to transform America into a totalitarian state. Wake up, smell the coffee. That's happening now. The Luciferian elite are planning to reduce the Earth's population by billions of people through freak weather, pandemics, plagues, food shortages, nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare. Guess what? That's happening now all over planet Earth. From the back of the book, the Great Reset is prepared to embed billions of people with a nanochip which allows you to buy and sell. Use the digital ID for electronic surveillance, implant thoughts in your mind, and insert artificial memories. I document all of it. The transhumanist plan involves creating artificial beings with synthetic DNA. It's not coming, folks. It's here. Now, spiritual warfare is accelerating in America and the world into a last days battle that will precede the second coming of Jesus Christ. Another bullet point on the back of the book, Power from On High. It is possible to turn the tide of the spiritual war in America using the same power that resurrected Jesus Christ from the dead. You can discover what the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, let me say this. I'm talking about the legitimate, intelligent power of the Holy Spirit. I'm not talking about quackadoodle-doo-doo theology time. I'm not talking about acting crazy and nutty. Okay? I'm talking about the authentic biblical power of the Holy Spirit. Power from on high can unleash an authentic biblical third great awakening that will usher in the last day's soul harvest. And this book will revolutionize your life, because this book will be like holding dynamite. The word dunamis in the New Testament comes from the word, the explosive power of dynamite. So when Jesus said you need to be clothed with power from on high, the term clothed with power from on high is connected to the words dunamis, which means the dynamite, detonation, explosive power of God. Do you understand? In this book, when you read it and pray, I know and I promise you that as you read this book, it will detonate in your inner man or inner woman. It will detonate with the dunamis dynamite power of the Holy Spirit, and it will reconfigure your neuropsychological system, your spiritual system, and it will release you to become the mighty man or mighty woman of God you were created to be before the beginning of time. And I wrote this book on fire with the Holy Spirit. I don't know if I have time to share this with you. You know, I had a vision. I said I've only had one vision. On recollection, I've had a number of visions authentically from the Lord, legitimately from the Lord, you know, over the span of my life. I talk about them in my book, Power from On High. But ever since July 4th, 2012, when I had one of the most powerful visions in my life, where I was taken up to the heavenlies and looked down upon the earth from the point of view of a satellite, and I began to see a biblical third great awakening and a biblical revival begin to break out on the West Coast, and the people were starting to stand up and worship God in prayer. And as they did that, a ball of glowing light would enshrine every person praying. And so I saw these balls of light, the power of the Holy Spirit, lighting up the West Coast. And I'm looking down on the earth, and the Lord says to me in his still small voice, he goes, "Paul, they are starting to pray. They are starting to pray. They are Paul, they're starting to rise and pray." And as the people rose in intercessory prayer, that the glory of God and a biblical third great awakening and a biblical revival lit them up as they began to rise in prayer from the West Coast, and then it moved across America to the East Coast. Now, I talk about that book. I talk about that vision in great detail in my book. The first book, A Prophecy of the Future of America. Every July 4th, I seek the Lord intensively, because the Lord has given me many visions for America and opened many doors spiritually for America in profound ways. During this past July 4th, nothing, you know, out of the ordinary or remarkable occurred. I prayed, I sought the Lord, but, you know, the fireworks didn't go off. But that's okay, because my faith is not built on the fireworks going off. My faith is built on the authority of God's word. So I was thankful to God. Oh, sure, I would have liked to see a vision, but I'm not going to make up a vision and lead God's people astray with a made-up vision. Certainly not. But then a couple of days ago, I'd say less than a week ago, and I don't have time to share the whole story. I was sitting with my wife on the couch, and we were talking about revival and things of that nature. And a particular African-American gentleman, we were surfing the television, and what caught our eye was one of these, you know, musical talent. You compete, these artists, amateur artists compete in these singing or music contests. And this large African-American guy, kind of like a giant, lumbered onto the stage. And he was competing with other people. And he breaks out in a take no prisoners, and I'm not apologizing for Jesus Christ. I'm not apologizing for the power of the Holy Spirit voice. You could tell that he set his mind to accomplish that purpose for Jesus Christ. This guy gets up on the stage of, I think it was The Voice, and he begins to sing about the power of God, far better than I'm verbalizing. And I begin to become moved. I'm becoming moved. My eyes get watery. You know, I'm a person who's very private with his emotions. I don't cry easily, and I almost never cry in public, and we weren't even in public. I'm talking about even privately with my wife. It's just something, as a man, I've been programmed to be private with my feelings. All of a sudden, this African-American brother who's auditioning, the anointing of God begins to come down on this guy. And he, at that moment, becomes, even now I could weep, he at that moment becomes mightier than any human man apart from the power of God could ever become. He becomes, in a moment, God's anointed son, God's anointed minister. And he moves from just being a singer to a minister. I mean, a real minister. By minister, I mean a man filled with the Holy Spirit, setting people free all around him. And he was setting millions of people free all across America. I'm sitting there, the tears, my body is beginning to tremble. Because I'm being so, the power of God is flowing through him, and it's flowing right into me and probably millions of people across America. And I am so overwhelmed with the power of God flowing out of him, and so touched authentically by the power of God that my body begins to tremble. And again, I'm a disciplined guy. I don't allow my body to easily tremble. I don't allow myself to go into contortions and stuff. It's just the way I'm built psychologically. And so as he's singing, and then he's singing these lyrics that's the lyrics go something like, the armies of God are rising. That's not quite it. The armies of God are rising. They're rising. The armies of God are rising. But he sang it. And when he sang, the armies of God are rising, he was singing it under the anointing of the Holy Spirit with great power. He was singing, when he was singing that lyric, the armies of God are rising, he was clothed with power from on high. And power from on high was coming down upon me in my living room with my wife. And then he sang some lyrics about, I don't remember the exact lyrics, but it was like he was ordering the demons and the serpents to flee, just like a minister filled with the Holy Spirit would take authority over demons and command them to leave. He moved into that anointing effortlessly. And the power of God was just, he was a conduit. He was a vortex of the Spirit of God. And in fact, the set was set up in such a way that every one of the artists stood under like a doorway, but it was like a majestic doorway that would light up. And his doorway would light up. And the Lord revealed to me that the Lord put him on this platform, anointed him, and gave him a doorway by which he could release the power of God on the nation and the power of God on the armies of God. He was doing just that. So as he's praying and the anointing, and the anointing. You know what I'm talking about when the anointing of the Holy Spirit comes on you? I mean, when the anointing of the Holy Spirit really comes on you, you're not asking. You want to know a little clue about the anointing of God? When the anointing of God really comes upon you in power, you don't have to ever ask the question, Lord, is that you? Is that really you, Lord? That's not how it works. When the Lord comes down upon you with power from on high, you will not have to ask the question at that moment, Lord, is that you? Is this really the power of God? Because the being clothed with power from on high will be so unique, will be so overwhelming, will be so substantial that there will be absolutely no hesitation in your mind and heart whatsoever about what is happening to you as the power of God flows through you. And then as the anointing is flowing through him, and I hear him sing these lyrics about the Spirit is being poured out on armies of God rising in America, my body started to tremble with not a Kundalini spirit. You always have to say that. Not a Kundalini spirit, which is an occult spirit. My body was trembling with the authentic, 100% genuine, 100% pure power of the Holy Spirit that clothed the initial disciples with power from on high. This power from on high is the Holy Spirit. It is the third person of the Trinity. And so at that moment, my body began to shake. And I quickly grabbed my wife's hand as fast as I could because I could feel the anointing of God begin to pour through me with such power that I wanted to grab my wife's hand immediately so that she would receive the divine transference of God's supernatural power flowing through me, flowing through my arm, flowing through my hand, flowing into her body. The anointing, the power from on high would flow into her body. And then my body began to convulse as if I was going to break down in sobbing and release deep pent up emotions. But it was more pure than that. The definition of what I just attempted to describe to you was far deeper, far more crystalline. I'm talking about crystal clear quality and purity. And then my body began to shake and I began to sob. And I said to my wife, as I was sobbing and my body was shaking, because the level of sobbing had now escalated. That makes you uncomfortable. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to dismiss or diminish my account of the power of God to you so it fits in your cubicle. And I'm not trying to be nasty when I say that. So the power of God is flowing into me and my body is shaking and trembling. And I'm beginning to weep with a deep intensity from my inner man. And I'm weeping and I'm shaking and I'm crying. But I am in control of myself at the same time. And what was happening is I said to my wife, I said, Chris. I said to her, I shouted while this guy's singing and ministering. I said, Chris, I'm being baptized in the Holy Spirit again. I'm being baptized in the Holy Spirit again. Now, I don't want to get into the theology. I talk about my experiences with the baptism and the Holy Spirit, miracles, and being filled with the power of the Holy Spirit in my book, Power from On High, which you need to get. I talk about it at length because it's important. But I said to my wife, Chris, I said, I have not had this baptism of the Holy Spirit, this outpouring of power from on high, hit me with this level of anointing and power in decades after decades. And it's not like my life is spiritually dry. My life is filled with the moving, the genuine moving of the power of the Holy Spirit. But this was on a transcendent level. And the only way I can describe the force and the power by which I was being baptized in the Holy Spirit is because in comparison, I had not experienced this high level of spiritual power, of being baptized in the Holy Spirit, of receiving power from on high. I had not received this level of spiritual power in decades after decades after decades. and I'm going to stop. I'll pick it up later, but I'm going to stop. That power broke yokes in my being. It was like my being was filled with the divine electrical charge of Jesus Christ, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And there was a release of power from on high and an explosion of power from on high in my inner man. And I was just drinking it in and basking in the very powerful and intense glory of God. And it changed my life. It hit me like a lightning bolt from heaven. And the only reason I'm sharing that to you is because I was completely unprepared for a distinct and unique visitation of being clothed with power from on high. That God chose this weird moment of me watching this guy sing on television, and I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. I'm using those words because I don't know what else to call it. Okay? I don't know what else to call it. It's just when you arrive at places. Remember, the theological rule is you always put the Word of God up above as your final authority. And then below the authority of the Word of God are things like supernatural experiences, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, etc., etc. So this level of spiritual encounter with Jesus was clearly in the level and category of an overwhelming outpouring of the Holy Spirit, a release of God's supernatural power with force. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power or force, says the Lord. Okay, so at that moment, I want to stop sharing for today's Paul McGuire Report. I want to leave you with that recounting of what happened. And I want to urge you to join me in this ministry and get power from on high. Because what encountering power from on high has done for me in the past and did for me in the last week was it supercharged my inner man. It took me to a far higher level spiritually. The level it took me to, and my wife to, spiritually, was a level where God imparts his supernatural power, or the dunamis, or power from on high. God imparts his supernatural power into my inner being, and then supernaturally gives me the ability to supernaturally overcome in the spiritual warfare that we're in. And so I now have the supernatural power to supernaturally overcome and be victorious in the different battlefields of spiritual warfare that God may call us to engage in. I'm sharing this with you so that you will cry out to God privately. You will open up your hands and seek God privately. You will quietly say to the Lord, "Lord, fill me with power from on high." And you will continue to do that. And I promise you that God will surprise you. A door will just, bam, burst open. You will be caught totally by surprise. And God, because he wants you to be fortified supernaturally with his Holy Spirit, God will fortify you miraculously by the power of the Holy Spirit. And you will re-engage in the spiritual battle on a supernatural level as you're walking and ministering in power from on high. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. With power from on high, we have a power that can slay any Goliath, the giants in Canaan, the Antichrist, whatever it is. God has given us a power greater than whatever it is that may be attempting to oppose us. Get yourself a copy of Power from On High and let it detonate with God's love and glory in your inner man and your inner woman. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us.